From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh Wednesday for a summit meeting with King Salman and his fellow Gulf Arab leaders. During his two-day visit, President Obama will attend the Gulf Summit Thursday that includes leaders from Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Oman. During a photo op, President Obama personally thanked the Saudi king.
The American people send their greetings, and we're very grateful for your hospitality, not just for this meeting, but also for hosting the GCC-U.S. summit that will take place tomorrow.
The president hopes to focus discussions on the fight against jihadist groups and the efforts to end wars in Syria and Yemen. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Gulf Arab counterparts met in Riyadh Wednesday to discuss ways to counter Iranian influence and the fight against the Islamic State. Secretary Carter spoke at a news conference afterwards.
We've made important strides in providing the GCC nations with critical defense equipment, over $33 billion worth since last May, including over 66,000 precision-guided munitions to support urgent GCC operational requirements such as the counter-ISIL campaign.
You can read more details about the president's visit at voanews.com. The UN Refugee Agency said Wednesday that it feared around 500 migrants from Africa had drowned in the Mediterranean after witnesses said their overcrowded boat sank. A UNHCR spokeswoman said in a statement that survivors from Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Egypt were rescued from a small boat and described seeing a large shipwreck that took place in the Mediterranean, claiming the lives of about 500 people. This is VOA News. Egypt slammed the UN chief Wednesday, accusing him of meddling in its affairs after Ban Ki-moon called for a fair trial for two prominent rights activists accused of illegally receiving foreign funds for their non-government organizations. The rebuke was the latest sign of Egypt's growing impatience with international criticism of its human rights record. The development came as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry made a brief visit to Cairo, meeting with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi for talks that appeared partially designed to bury a recent public spat between the two longtime allies over Egypt's human rights record. The death toll from a Taliban suicide attack in Kabul has more than doubled to 64, according to officials Wednesday. The brazen assault Tuesday happened in a densely packed Kabul neighborhood. A powerful Taliban truck bomb tore through central Kabul, and a fierce firefight broke out. This is the Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui. He says, "It is with regret that I announce that 64 people were killed and 347 others wounded in yesterday's attack. Most of them were civilians." He said they had a message from the people of Afghanistan to the Taliban that they will face retaliation for their actions. The EU slapped Google with antitrust charges Wednesday over its widely used Android mobile phone operating system. The Competition Commissioner Marguerite Vestager said Google had used practices such as making manufacturers pre-install its search engine as a default. She said the preliminary conclusions from the investigations is that these practices breach EU competition law.
What we found is that Google pursue an overall strategy on mobile devices to protect and expand its dominant position in internet search.
Meanwhile, the United Nations began evacuating hundreds of wounded people from besieged Syrian towns on Wednesday. It's a rare sign of humanitarian progress amid faltered peace talks and fraying ceasefire. In Geneva, the Syrian government said it was pushing on with indirect negotiations, calling the opposition's freeze on its participation absurd theater. The anti-government High Negotiations Committee this week suspended its participation in the UN broker talks until it could see progress on political transition and humanitarian issues. Unidentified gunmen attacked policemen guarding medical workers administering polio vaccinations in Karachi, Pakistan, Wednesday, killing seven of them. It's the latest violence against efforts to eradicate the crippling disease. Teams in Pakistan are working to immunize children against the virus. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.